Now, parts of Turkey, along with parts of Greece and Bulgaria, make up the ancient region of Thrace. Some of the people there still think of themselves as Thracian. One community in Bulgaria still practices Thracian traditions associated with times long past. In this community, which also has Roma roots, bride buying is common. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Stara Gora in Bulgaria.
The Thrakiski Kalaiji, or the tinsmiths of Thrace, are one of Europe's most enduring cultures. They still have a semi-nomadic lifestyle, fixing cauldrons and pans as they travel along their traditional routes. In Bulgaria, they are probably most famous for their so-called bride market. Kalaijis don't marry outside the group, and boys and girls aren't allowed to date without adults around. So this festival for the Feast of St. Todor is one of the few chances they have to meet potential mates and dance the horo, or ring dance. The scene in the open field outside town is a strange mixture of modern and old-fashioned. The Kalaiji women wear their hair in braids, long velvet skirts, and brightly colored headscarves, and lots of gold jewelry. Their daughters dress just like modern Bulgarian women, in tight, flashy clothes and heavy makeup. There's beer, grilled meat, and lots of socializing. But even if a couple gets to know each other at one of these events and decide they want to marry, the suitor needs permission from the bride's father. And most importantly, they need to agree on a price. Vasilka Todorova says the tradition keeps the Kalaiji backward.
The Kalaiji go to market to sell their daughters like horses. They are treated like animals. The only thing that's missing are signs which say how much they cost. I don't like it at all.
But while money is a big part of the matchmaking, it's not like husbands are buying a bride, says Velcho Krustev. He's a Bulgarian anthropologist. The bride price, known as blood for the father, is essentially payment for his personal guarantee that his daughter is really a virgin. Kalaijis see this as the only way to know for sure that the baby she'll have are her husband's.
The boy buys the honor of the girl, and not the bride herself. And the husband's family is buying the right to include the women's future children in their family line.
Deals aren't completed on the spot. Negotiations take months, dragged out over many similar social events. Krustev says the money is not really a payment, since it's generally returned through gifts and financial help for the young family. So the high asking price is a kind of proof for the bride's father that his new son-in-law will be able to provide for his family. But for young Kalaiji bachelors like Petko Kolev, the price is way too high. He's been looking for a bride for a long time.
Maybe 10 years.
Kolev says the global economic crisis has hurt Bulgaria, but hasn't affected the expectations of Kalaiji fathers.
Yeah, making people more poor, but still wants this money. This price is not going down.
A normal price is about $7,000, more than a year's wage for the average Bulgarian. Young men here say it can go up to $20,000, if the hoped-for bride is really beautiful.
No, I don't like this tradition. It's very bad. It's crazy tradition.
Kolev could elope or marry a Bulgarian woman, but breaking with the tradition he hates could mean breaking with his family. So Kolev says he has to go along.
Because this is very old tradition, you know, and have to listen my family. I don't want to be angry with my family or something. It's look after me from baby, and it's not good to do this.
Kolev says he's constantly thwarted, even though he's not even looking for the prettiest girl. He just wants a nice one.
I don't want to be beautiful, you know. Just to have good heart, and I want to be inside beautiful. You understand it? To have good soul.
Krustev, the anthropologist, says the Kalaiji, of all Roma groups, have preserved this tradition the most. But there are some changes underway.
Well, the children have already started picking their own marriage partners. Sometimes they even elope. The older generation doesn't choose the spouses as often as they used to. The children can choose their spouse if their parents agree. That's a big change. And the bride price is becoming more symbolic.
Most younger Kalaijis more or less agree that this tradition, like others, will disappear soon along with the older generation. They're having fewer children, connecting to the wider world through the internet and cell phones, and mixing more with outsiders. But the end of the traditions, the older generation fears, will mean the end of the Kalaijis themselves. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser, Stara Zagora, Bulgaria.
We've got pictures of a feast where would-be Thracian brides are paraded through the crowd. You can find our slideshow at theworld.org.